A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest rose up and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands on the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area, and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full senate, the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked, the guards stationed outside the doors, but when we opened them, we did not find them inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them that the men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people. Then the captain and the court officials went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, and the people preferred the darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward it, toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we come to the most famous verse of all Scripture, and I just preached on this on Sunday, of course, at Divine Mercy, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. But isn't it interesting that even though God so loves the world, that God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world, there's still people who will be condemned because they choose to be condemned. Again, it always comes down, God will give you and I what we want. If we want Jesus, if we believe in Jesus, if we receive his love and we walk in his truth, then we're promised eternal life. We'll live forever. But if we reject Jesus, is we say we don't want to love like him. We keep our what we do secret and private so no one will see it. Then we will not live forever. It's not because of God. God loves us and gives everything to save us. It's our free will to make a decision to always accept what Christ did for us and live in his love and in his truth. Now again, if you come to daily mass, if you're watching this every day, it's a good sign that you have received what God has given us. And we need to continue to walk in that light, to make sure that we're always doing things his way and not our way. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.